today, we'll talk about recent Disney World news. That's coming up on this episode 82 of WW Prep to Go. Hello, and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 82. Now, I usually try to keep the podcast content evergreen, which is to say that if you happen upon an episode at any point, the content is relevant to you. This episode is going to be different, though, because I'm going to talk about news, which is not something I normally talk about. So if you are listening to this after March or April 2015, you might want to just skip this one and hop onto the next one because this information may be outdated for you. I do sometimes feel like I wish I had a more of an outlet for news because I've purposely made a site that does not revolve around news. I really want people that happen to come in from Google to know that they're getting accurate current information, and news is really difficult to keep up with. There are lots of different sites that do news, and so I tend to link off to those. I also send out news like on social media, and I include news anytime I send an email to my email list. So I do have ways of getting it out there, but I don't really on the podcast ever have a way of discussing things that have come out. And so I've debated sort of including that. So I don't know if I'll just do one of these news episodes every so often, or if maybe I'll tack on a news segment after I've talked about my main topic. I'm not sure how I'll do that long term. But for this episode, it's just going to be news because there's been a lot of things that have come out recently. And I just want to sort of go through some of those today and give my take on it. It's always interesting to me when the Disney Parks blog announces something, I have to sort of run it through my filter of, you know, figuring out what the truth is, because they make everything sound so, so much better than it is usually. And they often obviously are not telling the truth. So instead of saying, hey, we have this event, it's exactly the same as the old event, but we're just going to charge more for it, you know, they say, announcing this new special event, it's better than ever. And so I sort of like to translate that for people and say, look, it's the same thing. You're just going to be paying more. So anyway, I just want to go through a few of those things that have come out recently and kind of give you some of my thoughts on it. And as always, stay tuned because I will have a quick tip of the day at the end. So the first bit of news on today's list is that Innoventions West will be closing on April 30th at Epcot. So at Epcot, you've got Innoventions West and Innoventions East. They're both buildings that you can go in and enjoy various exhibits. Innoventions West, which has most notably the Piggy Bank Adventure, which is a little area you can go through and learn about money. It also has a section called Where's the Fire? But the whole thing is being closed as of April 30th. There's no word right now what's going to go in its place, but I'm sort of excited about the possibilities because I feel like Epcot needs some updates. And so this might be one way to do it. Innoventions East, it has a section inside of it called Vision House, and that is going to be closing April 22nd. The only thing we tend to do in the Innoventions building now is Some of All Thrills, and that is not going to be closing, according to the latest news. That's located in Innoventions East. And so that one remains, but other things will be new. So I look forward to seeing what happens. I have no idea what's going in or what the timeline is or anything. I just know that those will no longer be options. Incidentally, if you do plan to visit Some of All Thrills during your trip, it does not have FastPass. So that's why I recommend doing one of the headliners like Test Track or Soarin' and then doing Some of All Thrills, because that way you get in there before a long line builds. But I do like doing Some of All Thrills on most of our trips. So that's the first thing. The next thing is something I sort of alluded to, where I said that sometimes Disney likes to pretend like they have something new when really they're just going to charge more for it. And that is that the Tomorrowland Terrace Dessert Party is being rebranded as the Wishes Dessert Party as of July 5th. So let me go back one step. The Tomorrowland Terrace Dessert Party has been going on for at least a couple of years, maybe more than that, and maybe more like three or four, but it takes place at the Tomorrowland Terrace restaurant at Magic Kingdom. And what you do is you check in there right before fireworks, about an hour before usually. And there's a dessert bar, like a buffet almost of desserts and drinks. And you have a table. And from there, you can see Tink fly over and you can see the fireworks. And I have often called it one of the best deals or one of the things that I think is worth it for most people. And that has always run in under $30, like between $20 and $30 per person. And I thought it was a good deal, and our family really enjoys that event. However, they are rebranding it, the Wishes Dessert Party, and that'll be as of July 5th, but they are also raising the price. So they're basically increasing it to $49 for adults and $29 for kids ages 3 to 9. So at this price point, I'm not sure if I think it's worth it. We certainly did enjoy it previously, but we could all four get in for under $100 at the time. And so I thought that was worth it. But this would require us to pay $200. So that is a significant step up. And you cannot use Disney Dining Plan credits here. This is purely a cash type reservation. And so I'm not sure if it's worth it. I guess you'll have to decide if you think it is. But I did like it before. Through July 4th, the old Tomorrowland Terrace dessert party is available. After that, it is going to be this new party. They are calling it enhanced, and they say that they are offering more desserts, like more upscale desserts. One of the ones listed was chocolate covered strawberries, but we had those 2 or 3 years ago. So that doesn't seem like a new thing to me since we already had that. And they're offering more of a drink selection, but they are not alcoholic drinks. They're just drinks like juices and things like that, sparkling ciders. By comparison, the dessert party at Epcot, I believe, is about the same price, and it does include alcohol. So that one, to me, is easier to justify if you're trying to figure out if it's worth it for you. You can say, well, for a little while, I can drink as much as I want while waiting for the fireworks to begin. But here, alcohol is not part of it. So you'll just have to decide if that's worth it for you. But their promises of it being enhanced, I'm not so sure are really going to be fulfilled as much as it's just a way to charge more money for something that's been quite popular. So there you go. That is the second thing on the list. So the third thing is that Be Our Guest, the ever popular Be Our Guest, has breakfast now available. And right now, they only are accepting reservations through June 18th because they are calling it a test. And I expect that it will be extended past June 18th, but officially right now, it's only available through then. Now, lunch and dinner have been very popular there, so it's exciting that they have breakfast. But it's kind of an interesting setup that they have because it's a quick service location that has a fixed price, which is $19.99 for adults, $11.99 for kids ages 3 to 9. Reservations are available from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And it's just, I don't know if I can think of another quick service that has price fix menu, but that's what it is here. And it's an enormous amount of food. My assistant Heather went the morning that it was open and she took lots of pictures and asked cast members lots of questions and reported back to me about how it went. And I'll be there in May to experience it firsthand myself. But it is a lot of food. And so what you get is a beverage and you get an entree, and some of the options include eggs benedict, scrambled eggs. There's a pastry that looks really good with bananas on top. And anyway, there's a few different options for entrees, but then you also get a pastry platter with several options on it. So drink, entree, that includes also a side of fruit usually, and pastries, which is a lot for most people to have for breakfast. And so lots of food for $19.99, and you can share it here. I think most restaurants that have a fixed price menu don't allow you to share it, but this is quick service, so I think it's different. And that information comes straight from the manager of the restaurant, so I assume that's true. So I guess my suggestion would be to consider sharing it, and that would make it a more affordable breakfast. And it also seems to me that this is a great value for a quick service credit if you're on the Disney Dining Plan. I do recommend that you get reservations there because at least recently it has appeared that they weren't allowing standby in. But long term, they might, you know, if they have openings, they might. It's just hard to know now because it's a brand new option that we don't know a ton about just yet. So anyway, sounds like really good food. I've heard good reports. It's just a matter of if you want all of that food per person for your family, but if not, consider splitting it. It's also the most affordable way to get into Magic Kingdom for an 8 a.m. reservation, considering that the other two options that are open that early are table service. So that's a good way. And it would also be quicker. So if you, for instance, want to meet Anna and Elsa or ride Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Magic Kingdom opens at 9, then you could have a quick service breakfast at Be Our Guest close to 8, and you would definitely have time to finish before the park opened, and you could be at the front of the line for those attractions. But no promises about Magic Kingdom opening at 9, because sometimes they put out the hours and it says 9, and then a couple weeks before your trip, they change it to 8. So anything could happen. Yeah, Disney's been kind of unpredictable on that stuff recently. So the next thing on the news list, it has to do with the Frozen stuff at Hollywood Studios. Now, they did a big announcement. This was actually while I was at Disney World. They did this big announcement on Good Morning America about the Frozen summer stuff returning. And, you know, it serves Disney well to promote Frozen as much as possible. It made them a lot of money in 2014. So the fact that they would make a big deal about it for this year is not surprising. So they have said the sing-along is returning, but it never went away. It continued. But what is changing with the sing-along is that it's changing to a new theater. So it has been in a theater, you know, since it opened, but it's going to change to where the American Idol experience was, which is more central in the middle of the park, as opposed to off in the corner where it's really difficult to find. And they are going to rename the theater the Hyperion Theater. So that is a change that is happening this summer. But as far as we know, the show itself will stay the same. And then the new things that are coming back for the summer will be there from June 17th to September 7th. So those things include a cavalcade, which will occur twice per day. Last year it was once per day, but this year it'll be twice. And this is essentially sort of like a parade, but it's vehicles driving through that include Frozen characters. There will also be Frozen fireworks, which is very good news. Anytime Hollywood Studios has fireworks, I think you should go see them. They are just always great. And so that includes Star Wars Weekends, which is just before these Frozen events begin. And that includes, like last year they did the Villains Unleashed, and those fireworks are amazing. So anytime Hollywood Studios does fireworks, try to see them. So the Frozen fireworks will be back for the summer. There will also be a dance party, and there's something called Olaf's Summer Cool Down Show, which will be on the event stage, and that will take place several times per day. But what is not coming back is the Wandering Oaken Trading Post and the ice skating rink. So those two things were part of last year's Frozen summer events. They will not be back this year. However, the Cavalcade Fireworks Dance Party and Olaf's Summer Cooldown Shows will be back. So that'll be exciting. I'm glad that they're doing this because Frozen is sort of the only thing keeping Hollywood Studios alive right now because, you know, they closed a few attractions and supposedly they are going to be building some new things, including a new Star Wars section, which hasn't really begun. And so right now, this is sort of the appeal so that people who are really into Frozen or have kids that are really into Frozen have several things that they can do at Hollywood Studios. So really excited that they're doing something there because otherwise it doesn't take too long to get through the park. So finally, I went in with a rumor that is completely unconfirmed. Everything else I've said is confirmed. It's been announced by Disney. But the thing that I want to finish up with is that there's a rumor that a new Jungle Cruise themed restaurant will be opening at Magic Kingdom. Now, there's been some switching around of restaurants between Aloha Isle and Sunshine Tree Terrace, and it has been thought that maybe they would have a New Orleans themed restaurant, and like a Princess and the Frog type of thing at Magic Kingdom. But now it appears it could be Jungle Cruise themed, which is exciting because that's totally different. And it's an opportunity for lots of puns. So you don't have to ride the Jungle Cruise boats to hear all the puns. Maybe you can go in this rumored new restaurant for that. So not much is known about it yet. But according to the rumor, the old Adventureland veranda is where it could be located. And that's also where Tinkerbell used to meet. And she now is elsewhere, but this is where she used to meet. And it's where the old Adventureland veranda used to be. So this is supposedly a place where people could, where the theme of the restaurant is that the Jungle Cruise skippers are going to relax or, or after work or something like that. So it'll be interesting to see how this develops. It probably will not have alcoholic drinks to go with it, since Magic Kingdom has historically not had alcohol other than at Be Our Guest for Dinner. But we'll see how it goes. I'm excited about it. When I told my son about this, his reaction was yes, because he is all about the Jungle Cruise and loves the corny jokes that they tell there. So anyway, that's a rumor. There's always lots of new stuff coming out of Disney. Some of it is worth noting, and most of it is not. And I tend to not report on those things. But these things are all fun and could, affect all people who are traveling. So I hope that's been helpful. If you have any suggestions on how I should include news on future podcasts, whether it's just a whole episode like this or tacking it onto the end, I'd be glad to hear your thoughts. You can leave a comment in the blog post for this episode, or you can email me, Shannon@wdwprepschool.com, and I'd love to hear your thoughts there as well. As always, I do have a quick tip of the day, and my quick tip is that many or most of the Hollywood Studios quick service locations have specialty cupcakes available to buy. And I'm bringing this up because the cupcakes that you can get at Hollywood Studios are almost always so good, and they are usually themed around something that's going on. So, for instance, when we were there for spring break just last week or the week before, it was a Cinderella-themed cupcake to celebrate the release of the new Cinderella movie. But they did change it to a St. Patrick's Day cupcake just a couple of days later. And they're just always really good. And I wouldn't say that the quick service restaurants at Hollywood Studios are very good. But, you know, they'll get you through a meal if you need to eat something there. But the cupcakes are really good. And so my son and I tend to order two quick service meals, and then we'll get one cupcake and split it, because they are, you know, it's very sweet and it is not cheap. So they tend to be around $5 or so. So if you happen to be on the dining plan, they are a snack credit. So if you ordered a couple quick service meals, that would be two quick service credits. And then you could use one snack for the cupcakes. Anyway, they're just really good. And I want to make sure that you pay attention to them, because they have signs at the registers when you order that show what the current cupcake is. And so that's something that you might want to just take a look at if you're doing quick service at Hollywood Studios. So I think that'll wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, you can visit wwprepschool.com/episode82. That is the number 82. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.